I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What is up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, we can't even do enough promos to let you know what's coming every day here on The Maggie Dawn Show. And today is no exception, an absolutely jam-packed show. I have a very special guest and friend to kick the show off. But let me tell you what else we got coming up. At 2:30, we've got Christina Reynolds, Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. She's going to be joining me. We're going to be talking about all the nutso things that are being said about women's reproductive freedom. At 3 p.m., we've got Bob Lord, the Senior Vice President for Tax Policy at Patriotic Millionaires, for today's installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Folks, you knew I would get there eventually. We're going to talk about this corruption in the Supreme Court and how the decisions over the last term may shape your family's economic wellness and financial health. And at 3:30, I've got the White House Deputy Director of the Office of Violence Prevention, Greg Jackson. And somewhere in the middle of this, I'm also going to break some news. One of the most groundbreaking pieces of legislation to ever be introduced on the House floor was introduced by Representative Summer Lee of the 12th District of Pennsylvania. It is called the American Stability Act. If adopted, it would fundamentally raise up the middle class, ensure living wages for all. It is a true game changer, and so is Representative Lee. She is the first Black woman ever to be elected to Congress out of Western Pennsylvania. I'm going to try to fit that in today. And if we have time, I will break some news. The vice president is going to be giving remarks in Pennsylvania. She's going to be doing that live while I am on the air. We're not going to take the speech live, but I've got some of her key remarks. I was lucky enough to get those. And again, if I can get there today, folks, I'm going to share all of that with you again. Whew! Almost no time to breathe. You never want to miss an episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But listen, there is nobody else that I would rather kick off a show with than former Illinois Congressperson Joe Walsh, my friend. Hey, welcome back to the show, Joe. Last time I saw you, we were at the DNC having some good times.
Hey, by the way, Maggie, it's great to be with you. You and I have a pledge after this election, after she wins, yes, you and I are going to have a regular segment where we have a good, respectful conversation / debate about economic issues. I can't wait.
Joe, about these sorts of issues, about economic issues, about tax policy, because I think really of all of the different policy decisions that impact our lives, folks don't realize how much those decisions impact their lives. It's so very important. I often say, you want to talk about childcare policy? That's tax policy. You want to talk about building a border wall or investing more to help reform our immigration system? You're probably talking about tax policy too. Can't wait to do that, Joe.
But job one, Maggie, is to come together. We've got 41 days now, and we just have to do all we can to make sure she wins. And that's got to be our focus. And that's what I'm doing as part of Republicans for Harris, going into every battleground state and trying to rally Republicans to her corner.
Yeah, if folks don't know Joe, he was a Tea Party Republican. You've said lots of controversial things, but you've always, I think, been a truth teller, best as you know it, Joe. I have a lot of respect for you because your viewpoint has evolved. You've allowed new information to sink in, and you've been making some different decisions. And certainly being a Republican for Harris might surprise some of the folks that used to vote for you way back in the day. Why have you come to this point? What do you say to the conservatives out there in the state of Wisconsin that are listening now?
I'm here because I truly believe in my bones that guy, Donald Trump, is a threat to our democracy. I've got kids and grandkids now. I don't believe this democracy will stay, will be if he's back in the White House. I mean, I it's that important to me. I'm that afraid of that unfit traitor back in the White House. And so as I talk to Republicans, I say, look, you and Kamala Harris, me and Kamala Harris disagree on plenty of policy. This is one of those rare American elections where policy doesn't matter, because policy doesn't matter. You and I could fight about taxes and regulations right. till the cows come home. But if the democratic process is gone, then we're done.
Yeah, that is it in a nutshell. I love the way the vice president has expressed this. She did so on the debate stage. She called Donald Trump an unserious man for the most serious job on the planet. That's what we've got here. And listen, we make light, and certainly there is lots of buffoonery, but this choice is very serious. And you and I have joked, I think I even said this when you were on with me during the DNC, Joe and I will go back to arguing about tax policy after every single American voter saves our democracy, so that we can have actual policy arguments and we don't turn the reins of power over basically to an oligarchy run by a dictator, right? Like, that is not good for the middle class or really any American in the end analysis. Joe, wanted to get you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's the only president in our history who lost an election and refused to accept the result and refused to concede. This thing called the peaceful transfer of power, it's a beautiful, uniquely American thing that's held for 248 years until him. And he's promised that no matter what happens in 4 weeks, he again will not accept the result. That alone means he doesn't deserve your vote.
Yeah, again, complete agreement. The thing that shocks me the most, Joe, is what I'm going to call the devolution or the regression of the Republican Party. It simply isn't the Republican Party anymore. If folks listening, if you out there, if you consider yourself a Reagan conservative, a Republican, that means you stand for a democratic republic, right? And that you believe in democracy. Again, we're going to disagree about tax, maybe about foreign policy, about this piece, or how to make educational outcomes better, all that jazz. But fundamentally, to Republican elected leadership, I continue to scratch my head and say, are you literally willing to sacrifice every one of the reasons that I assume you got into politics for the first place to simply acquire more, I don't know, money, power, attention? Like, will your ego allow you to literally trade democracy away for some short-term patting on the back and again, self-enrichment? Is it that basic? Is it just self-interest, greed, and ego that's driving these Republican elected officials?
Maggie, it's all of that plus fear. Look, if you are a Republican and you did what I did or my friend Adam Kinzinger did, if you do that, then you won't get reelected as a Republican. They want to keep their gigs. If you're a right-wing talk radio guy like I was, and you publicly oppose Trump, you lose that lucrative right-wing talk radio show. They don't want to lose that. So it is that basic, and it's fear. They're not afraid of Trump. They're afraid of the Republican-based voters, because this thing is bigger than Trump. The Republican-based voters have become radicalized. But the most effective argument I ever have when I'm talking to Republicans in Wisconsin or Pennsylvania is, if you want that, and Maggie, you and I might disagree on a lot of what Reagan did, but if you want a sensible conservative party back that believes in free market and free trade and all the rest, the only way to even maybe get that back is Trump has to lose, and he's got to lose by a lot. So if you're on the fence, Republicans, and you know Trump's a bad guy, you disagree with Kamala Harris on some issues, man, if you want your party back, a party back, a sane party back, Trump's got to lose. So you got to put your country first, and he's got to lose in a landslide.
Yeah, the landslide piece of that is important. You know, again, by the way, one of the authors from the Bulwark today, Joe, actually put out an article that said this isn't very much to this point that we're talking about. This isn't about Republican elected officials. This is about the Republican base. That's who the elected officials are triangulating around. And so trying to figure out how to peel off, how to appeal to people's what I think is a common sense of patriotism. You know, when I talk to conservatives, much like you, Joe, or when I talk to Republicans, as well as my most progressive and left friends, and I consider myself more of a pragmatic centrist that's socially liberal, I hear from them, I'm voting because I believe in this country. Both of those things can't be true here, right?
Right. Well, completely. And again, reminder, and you said this at the top, I'm a reformed MAGA gangbanger. I voted for Trump in 16. I got out of the cult. So I still deal with the MAGA base every day, and I can move some of them, but only a few at a time. What we're going after in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and the other states with Republicans for Harris are those Nikki Haley Republicans, those Republicans who are moderate to conservative. They're not part of his do-or-die base. And these are folks who want a sane party back. And I will say this, Maggie, we talk a lot about how Trump's a threat to democracy and all that, and I believe all that. But doggone it, Kamala Harris has run a wonderful campaign. Mm-hmm. She's doing and saying everything right. I was at that convention with you. Dare I say, her convention speech had a little bit of Reagan in it. Only in this regard, Mag, she loves America. She believes in America. She believes, like Reagan did, that America should be that shining city on a hill. Compare that with Trump, who does nothing every day but badmouth this country and blame this country. And you just take one issue. If Kamala Harris becomes president, America will continue to support Ukraine. If Donald Trump becomes president, America will not support Ukraine. Trump will support Putin. It's that clear.
Yeah, unless you want to kiss westernized democracy goodbye, there is only one choice this November. Joe, can you stick around or do you have to go? We might have Joe back after these brief messages. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. More to come. It's a blaze of a show this afternoon.